going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 75 for the high today. We will take it. This morning, we're discussing what the etiquette is when it comes to first dates.
Yes.
How much communication is necessary before meeting for the very first time? Now, there are some people that love to share their whole life story before actually meeting with someone. But to me, I feel like that defeats the purpose of the first date.
Why are we getting together? This could be an email.
This could be an email. Yeah. And I enjoy the banter and making somewhat of a connection beforehand. But I think some people overdo it.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example of a first date that I was supposed to go on. So I'm supposed to meet someone. There's small banter leading up to it. And it's good. It's all positive, right?
Like days, like hours, like a day. What was the timeline of the communication stretch?
Almost a week.
Okay.
I'd say total 5 days.
But like how many texts were sent back and forth? Maybe like 20?
That's hard to say. I'll tell you what happened was I gave a time, gave a date, I gave a place. It was confirmed.
When and why?
I take care of all that. Right. It's confirmed. I'll meet you there. And then leading up the day before, there's small banter like, you hope you had a great day, stuff like that. Nothing serious. That's all you need. So
how's your job?
So I get to the place where we're supposed to meet, and I'm hanging out at the bar. I'm supposed to meet at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
All of a sudden, 7:15 rolls around, and I send a quick text. Hey, I just want to let you know I'm here. This is my location. When you walk in, you'll be able to see me. No problem. Text me back 5-6 minutes later. Oh, I didn't know you were still interested. I hadn't heard from you all day. Now I'm like. So I reply with, I apologize for the miscommunication, but we were already confirmed for this date and time. If something came up, I would have absolutely let you know.
Did she need a carrier pigeon?
So she was like, I'm so sorry, but if you wouldn't mind waiting for me, I feel bad now. Do you mind waiting 45 minutes? I'm like, yeah, I kind of mind, to be quite honest. So I had my drink. I finished my drink in peace.
Idiot.
I had a lovely conversation with myself. It was just me and my thoughts.
You brought a mirror. You're like, you look great.
No, I did. I actually looked really good. And then I bounced. That was it. I'm like, how many confirmations does a person need?
What would have, I guess I don't understand that. If you had the time, you had the place, everything was all systems go.
Listen, I'm a man of my word. I said I was going to be there. I was there. You slipped.
Okay. I will say, though, because we've had scenarios where we've like talked about things in passing. For example, I had a happy hour 2 or 3 weeks ago. I invited you to. I said, come to happy hour with me. You said, yeah, I might swing by. So it wasn't like confirmed. And then I was pleasantly surprised when you showed up. You were just there. And I was like, oh, great. He did come.
2 minutes early.
2 minutes.
I'm a punctual guy.
2 minutes early at that.
If I say 7, I'm walking in at 6:59. Let's go over to, let me get over to Jamie on hold. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy. So I don't know how other women feel about it, but I was always one of those girls who felt the need to bomb a guy with text before we met for the first date.
Why is that?
Yeah, what?
I mean, if we're talking, why stop talking once the date is planned? Doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, here's the thing. So if you agree to meet for a date, but then you want to text a bunch before you meet, I don't get it. Why? Like, save the conversation
like
for the
something
date.
Something for the imagination. What are you gonna have to talk about over a nice pan of scallops?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so yesterday someone anonymously wrote a post on, are we dating the same guy?
Oh.
Can I read this, or will you guys get in trouble?
I don't.
We're not going to get in trouble. Okay, Maybe you will. The admin listening's punching air right now.
Is this? Are you reading it verbatim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like this.
Okay.
So she wrote.
Let it rip.
Thoughts and suggestions. If you have a date planned with someone for tomorrow night, who said they were really looking forward to it yesterday, but you haven't heard from them in almost 24 hours, what are you supposed to think? I'm a teacher who's rarely on my phone, but if you were trying to get to know someone, you'd think there'd be a little more communication. No.
Okay. So.
So I kind of agree with that, and some others won't, but I never understood why it was so difficult for men to talk and reach out before the date.
Because
like, is that normal?
Well, I think what it is, like, Jamie, is that people are busy. They don't have time all day to text. When you set the date and you set the time, the most important part is that
you show up.
If the guy sets the date and time and he's there, that's it. Green flag.
Also, I think you're overthinking it. I think a lot of women do overthink it because whether they have traumatic past experiences or they have an insecure attachment style. But like when I started dating my girlfriend, I wouldn't even text her. And it made her mad. Like we were DMing for a minute and then she was like, here's my number. Text me. And I was like, I'm not doing it. I mean, there's just no need to be talking about anything and everything under the sun before you're face to face. I want to know and hear these stories with tone and diction and figure out like your cadence, because that proves to me or says to me whether or not you're into it or not.
Yeah, I've never been that guy. I'm the type of person where I will set the date, I will set the time, I will set the place. And there could be small banter leading up to that, but the 9 a.m. text, how are you, what's going on, all of that, you save it for the date. It's not that I'm not interested. I'm busy, and I'd rather get to know you in person than behind a screen.
Furthermore, I think that if they don't do that before and they do that after, that gives you an indication that the date went well.
Sure.
Because then you're like, oh, well, they did this before, so are they just doing it because this was our routine now?
Yeah, I get it, but and I don't need a full conversation, but it would be nice to at least confirm. Like, I need a guy to ask me, hey, are we still on for later?
Why?
Do that.
Cool if they were like, hey, what's up? How's your day? Anything. I just wish some men, not all, but some, were better with communication.
Well, okay, did he confirm the date, time, and place?
Maybe the day before. Like.
So what's the problem? If something came up, don't you think he would let you know?
It's not just that. It's just good to know that they're thinking about you.
So it's not even about the confirmation. You just want a text in general.
You need the attention.
I mean, I like the attention, yeah.
I don't, if I say, I'm a man of my word. If I say I'm going to be somewhere, I'm going to be there. And if I'm not, I will let you know if something came up, if there was an emergency. But I've never really had to do that. That's it. If I say I'm going to be there, show
right,
up.
Right.
I'm just saying I like to keep the communication open.
I agree with what you're saying. I understand. But like I said, the most important part, I think, and maybe ladies listening, you can disagree if you want, but if he says he's going to be there and he actually shows up on that date, it says a lot about his character.
Now, I think
baseline.
I think after the first date, if there's no communication, that's when you can start hitting the panic button and be like, he's just not talked. You know, I'm not getting a text back. I'm not getting a text at all. That's when you start to be like, eh. Beforehand, you don't even know the person. Don't sweat it.
I just feel like some people who need the constant conversation before the date it's a red flag because they're not interesting. Do you not have enough to say in conversation on the date where you just have to constantly text beforehand?
Why? So you can like get inside jokes and stuff? Is that what you mean? Like to like kind of create banter. So when you are together, you're like, ah, remember we talked about that one thing?
In general, I feel like somebody who has to text a ton before the first date, they leave no room for conversation in person. Like, are you going to run out of things to say?
Right.
Are you going to run out of things to say? I'm not running out of things to say.
Yeah,
me?
I
mean,
could never be me.
Do you know what I do for a living? Of course not.
You would have to pay me to shut up.
But how many of you, 585-252-9800, how many of you listening feel like you need that confirmation more than once before the first date, or you need the banter leading up to the first date?
Honestly, Moose, I do think we're kind of in the minority for this. I just think that a lot of women have been burned in the past and they have a very severe anxious attachment style. And that's no fault of their own. But
We got a text from Lisa that says, I will not text before the first date because I'm scared of messing it up.
I can't even spell. So I want to avoid texting at all costs. I'll just let my personality shine. IRL. Thank you so much.
Well, I guess that's maybe just part of my personality that I like to have that constant communication, and I'm just looking for a guy who wants that too.
Yeah, and there's nothing. Yeah, that's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because there's a lot of men. I have friends that do that, that will text a ton and confirm more than two or three times before the first date. I've just never been one of those people. I'm just pretty confident that the date's going to go well. And when I set a time, date, and place, we're both going to be there and we're going to have fun.
Period.
Okay.
Thanks, Queen. Good luck.
All right.
I mean, I know you weren't the one who wrote it, but if you do go on a date soon, good luck.
It's tough out there in those streets, though, Jamie. So good luck out there.
Thanks.
Okay. Have a great day. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's get some of your messages coming in.
Okay. Yes. People have a lot to say about this. This person says, you are not in the minority. I agree with you two. People these days are way too needy. We all have things going on, and it's not my job to comfort this random stranger and their anxieties.
I mean, that's well said. Ashley says, guys, I agree. I stop or definitely cut back after setting up a date, because I feel it can be easy to create this made up perfect version of someone in your head through text only, especially when you've never met them in person at all. I agree, Ashley, because then when you get there and you finally get a chance to know them, you could be disappointed.
Correct. You are not what you portrayed yourself to be over text. You're way funnier over text. You're way cooler over text. You're better looking over text. You're better at flirting. This person says, I hate the good morning text and the texting throughout the day. I'm a woman. I'm busy. I don't have time for small talk all day, nor do I want to. We'll catch up later.
That's right. Can I tell you what kind of gave me the... I don't want to say the ick, but it was a little cringy. Before I went out with somebody one time, they started calling me babe, and I was like, oh, no, don't do that. I'm nobody's babe. That is not a word. That is not a cute little nickname you throw around just for anybody, especially an individual you haven't met yet. You start calling someone babe? What?
Never even met you.
We haven't even met. You can't call me that. Brian says, I agree, Moose and Breezy. I am the same way. I've always been a guy who doesn't do the text thing before the first date. And with some women, I've gotten a lot of backlash for it. I just don't think it's needed. Who's this person? Julie says, so if you agree to meet for a date, what's the big deal of just communicating beforehand? Hey, are we on for tonight? Well, what, why?
But they could also, if they're confused, I think what it comes down to, and Jamie didn't say this, but I'll say it because everyone else is thinking it. You want to feel important. You want to be courted. You want to be like thought of, and everybody wants that. Okay. But like, if we as women are going to sit here and be like, we can do anything a man can do, you can also text on like before to confirm. I'm sorry, but you can. If you're confused or you're worried that you're going to find yourself in a situation that you found yourself in where you're just sitting there holding a drink in your hand with nobody coming around to you, text and confirm and make sure.
I had a great time. I just want to put it out there.
He goes, honestly, best date I've ever been on. It's crazy to like think back to where we were 5 years ago. 5 years ago today, we were all hyperventilating because we had been in lockdown for already a month. Which is crazy.
Right?
2020. And
we were all drunk. That's the start of COVID.
On Zoom, drunk. Everyone's like, I'm going to get in the best shape of my life.
No, you're not.
Literally sat on the couch for 3 months straight.
Was drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon by the case.
When they were like, the world's shutting down, I'm like, I got to buy a spin bike and a treadmill and all this stuff. Yeah, I didn't do anything. Anyways, but another thing that happened in the midst of COVID-19 and everything was New York State's ban on plastic bags that went into effect to address the environmental impacts that plastic waste has on our earth, with Earth Day being a couple days ago. We cleaned up a lot of not plastic bags because we don't have them. We haven't had them for 5 years, but we had like tarps and weird plastic rolling around that we were trying to.
I've never seen so many Wendy cups in my life. All this Wendy's coming from?
It was crazy. But before the ban, an estimate of 23 million plastic bags were used every single year, all ending up in landfill, recycling machines, waterways, streets, etc. And honestly, we all hate something until we're used to it. It's been 5 years now. We don't really know any different. And I honestly audibly gasp when I am in a different state and I see a plastic bag, because I'm like, oh, I'm judging them. I'm judging that state. I am, because honestly, you hate the planet and it shows. And New York is superior when it comes to keeping our planet safe and doing our part.
The state does do the best to its ability to try and make sure, you know, we're ahead of the curve. But but I will say, I got a bone to pick with Wegmans, man. This, and you know, I love Wegmans. I was there yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm glad they got rid of the plastic bags, but how hard is it to attach a paper handle onto your paper bags? Trader Joe's, they do it.
You are so right.
Why can't you just spend the extra cent? I don't know how much it costs.
I just don't know why.
To just add a handle.
Paper bags don't have handles in general. Because honestly, the only thing that is a pain in the ass with the paper bags is there's no proper way to transport it. It's so awkward. I look like I'm like lugging hay. I have it in between my arms. I'm waddling to my car. And I guess we're all adjusted by now. But if we were to make a slight tweak, is follow the model that is Trader Joe's. They've always done paper. They've always done handles.
They don't even ask you if you want to double bag it. They just automatically double bag it. I had at least 7 pounds of groceries from Wegmans yesterday. She didn't double bag it.
Trader Joe's is superior. Well, no, because you're paying for it. That's the other thing.
I'll give you an extra dime. That's fine. I got no problem with that. But put a handle on the damn bag.
And also, not for nothing, but I'm the worst, the literal worst when it comes to remembering to bring my reusable bags in. I can't even charge my phone. You think I can bring a bag in from my trunk?
Yeah, but...
And we have a lot.
But. You know, Earth Day on Tuesday, was it?
Yep.
Put a whole lot into perspective. Myself, Breezy, and our coworkers cleaning up the trash onto the side of the road.
Right.
And if you are a person who is white trash, like the woman the other day who decided, I'm just going to throw all my McDonald's trash out onto the street at a red light. If you're one of those people, do better.
What did I say in the video? Kick rocks with an open toe shoe. Because it makes me angry. But I will give New York its kudos. I mean, although they are taking all of our money in taxes, I'm glad that they're putting forth the effort to make sure that the planet is clean on this side of the country. So cheers to you. And 5 years is nothing to wave a stick at. We made it. We did it.
Yeah,
we're adjusted.
So until COVID-20 hits. How many of you make a honey-do list for your significant other so they can complete all their chores before you get home? Breezy shared with myself yesterday that her girlfriend sends her one every single day.
Every day.
And you will not believe one of the things that is on the list.
Guys, is this weird or is this extremely helpful? We'll find out coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
we get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's the list everyone hates waking up to. The list your significant other leaves you, and your job is to make sure every single item is checked off by the time they get home. Otherwise, there will be consequences.
Dare I say hell to pay?
There will be hell to pay. Speaks My Mornings, Moose Breezy. Anyone else receive a honey-do list every day from their loved one? How annoying is that?
I always was under the impression that the honey-do list was only for men, only for husbands, and it was for when your wife was going to be gone for a significant amount of time, or it was a weekend and there was a built-in time for a project to take place. Or maybe a rolling list of, like, the garage needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
The lawn needs to be mowed.
I can't imagine working 50, 60 hours a week, and then your wife is demanding, you got to make sure this weekend on your time off that the garage is perfectly clean along with the attic in the basement. What? But when you're type A like me, you never have to clean a thing because everything's neaty and tidy and in order.
Right. So the honey-do list, okay, let's get back into it. We touched on it like a couple weeks ago, and I kind of said in passing that my girlfriend, Patrice, mm-hmm. every single day will schedule a text to fire out of a honey-do list for me to do. This normally consists of like anywhere from 2 to 5 things.
Every day.
Every day.
So there's always something that needs
to be done.
There's
always something that needs to be done.
Okay.
And for me and my personality, and I don't know if anybody else is like this, but I hate being told what to do. There's one thing in this world I hate, it's that. But I'm at a crossroads because I also love a list.
We know.
I love a list.
I think it's the dopamine fix for you.
It's the you
got to check it
out.
Off.
It's the looking at how much you have. It's like climbing a mountain. It's the crossing it off. It's all like, a huge rush for me.
I have friends who make lists. They'll forget to put an item on there and they'll do it. Then they'll go back to the list, add that item just so they can cross
it
off. I'm like, you're sick. You're sick.
That's literally me. So I'm.
Does she ever, when she makes these lists for you, does she ever start them with please or thank you?
Oh, it's always like, good morning, sweetheart.
All that, yeah.
I love you so much. Here's your honey-do list for the day.
And it's on paper or digital?
It's all digital.
It's all digital.
It's getting fired out. It's being scheduled. They're all scheduled. Like, I didn't even know that was a feature on the iPhone. I think it's a newer feature. You can schedule out a text message. So, pro tip, if it's somebody's birthday coming up and you know you're going to forget, schedule out that happy birthday text ahead of time.
Hello, PXY.
Hi, it's Breezy's girlfriend.
Hi, Patrice.
Patrice.
So you, every single morning, let's get right into it. You make a honey-do list for Breezy and you leave it on the counter for her. So when she gets home, all the stuff on the list needs to be completed?
No.
So kind of, but it's digital. So I don't know if you know this, but I just learned about this. You can like set a text so it delivers like later.
A scheduled text.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Is that for the iPhone 16?
That's what I have.
Oh, it is. Okay, we don't have that.
Yeah.
I think it's like a software.
It might
update.
Be an update, like an iOS update.
I won't update my phone though, because I refuse. But anyways.
Okay.
So you schedule the text to come in.
Yes. Every night I'll ask her what her day looks like for the next day, and I will schedule a text for around like 1 o'clock when she's, you know, usually scheduled to be home after work and working out.
When she's usually rotting in bed.
Yes, when she thinks she's going to be rotting in bed. They are very simple tasks. It's like showering, putting your clothes away.
Wait, time out. You have to tell Breezy to shower. That's on her to-do list? You're joking.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes
you're
it is.
You're joking.
It is sometimes.
We already know.
Are you not embarrassed? Hey, are you not embarrassed?
Not even remotely.
What else is on the list?
So like today's list includes picking up the dog, feeding the dog, and then emptying the dishwasher. Simple. Very simple. I'm not asking her to rebuild our whole apartment.
Oh, my God. I'm being worked to the bone.
Here's what I don't get. Okay, and maybe I'm totally different here, but when you know and see that something needs to be done, why do you have to be told? Why don't you just do it?
Right. Well, all those things are out of my all of those things are out of my line of sight. I don't know where the dog is. I don't open the dishwasher.
You wait a second. Patrice, you want to have a baby with this person? Come on.
We're still figuring that out.
When are you going to get it through your thick skull that you and I belong together?
I've gotten it. We got to talk to Breezy. I
you
understand.
Both are sinister.
It's so weird. And I understand why some women get pissed off at their husbands, because this is the most basic stuff. And
yes.
Patrice thought she was a lesbian, but she is a full-fledged heterosexual with a husband, a lazy husband at that.
That's
Breezy is my deadbeat boyfriend.
I think it's more of my OCD and being type A, where I take care of everything right away, because if I start to worry about it later, because I'm the type of guy where I work now and play later, because if not, I'm worrying about it, I'm thinking about it, and I'm not enjoying myself.
As annoying as the lists are, I will say they do give me a sense of purpose.
We're very happy for you that you can contribute in your relationship.
But honestly, yes, like, it works for us. And I know a lot of people.
But you have to be told to shower.
Yeah. But, like, I am a very much so, like, reward-based person. So, like, when I come home and I get a pat on the head from Patrice and I'm like, I did my list.
That's a different self.
Everything's done.
She's not patting you on the head. She's feeding you espresso martinis.
That is true. She promises to take me out on dates if I complete. Nothing makes me more happy and just geared up than crossing things off a list. It really keeps me motivated. So yeah, it works for us, and I do think it's annoying, but she's right. It needs to be done, and I don't know what needs to be done. My eyes are closed the majority of the time.
Kind of like when you do the show.
Period.
Patrice,
exactly.
Real quick, if there's one thing about Breezy, because I know how much you two love each other, and that makes me happy, but if there's one thing about this relationship or her you could change, what would it be?
The drama.
Oh, yeah. Enough said. Breezy's girlfriend, everyone. All right. Thanks for coming.
So
thanks
much.
585-252-9800. How many of you listening also give your spouse or significant other the honey do list? Patrice, I'll see you soon, okay?
See you. Love you both.
And
bye.
Breezy, by the way, Breezy doesn't have to be there. I just want you to know that.
Oh, my God.
Perfect. Text me. See you later.
Bye. All right.
This person says, dang, Breezy, lazy, and unclean. Imagine needing a reward to have good hygiene. No need to imagine, sweetie. This is my reality. No well need to said. Imagine.
Well said. That's why that's why you got to constantly wash the bed sheets, because you stink. Marcus says, good morning, guys. I'm laughing so hard this morning. My honey-do list includes the level of quality my spouse expects for each item. Vacuum house, 75%. Clean oven, only 50%. Take out the trash, 100%. Who's this person? Goodness. Moose, the reason why some people have to make their spouse a honey-do list is because not everyone is type A like you.
Right, I mean,
so if you ever get married to someone similar to Breezy, you better believe you will be making this list left and right. I don't know.
That was the funniest joke all morning.
It sure was.